There are two things that I hate most. First thing is when somebody asks me if they can have some of my food. I'm going to tell you why. When I go out and I buy something, like McDonald's, for example, and there's people in the car, and they say, and I say, hey, does anybody want anything? Is anyone hungry? Do you want anything? Is anyone thirsty? And everyone's like, oh, I'm fine. I'm good. I don't like McDonald's. I'm good. I don't want that. I'm like, cool. All right. Everybody's good. Can I get a large fry? Can I get a Big Mac? Let me get a strawberry banana smoothie and 3 chocolate chip cookies. Now I'm sitting in my car with my bag and the car starts smelling like McDonald's, that good smell. And then it begins. Can I get a fry? Can I get a couple fries? Let me get one. Can I get a bite of that burger? That looks good. I should have got something. Dang. Can we stop someplace else? And I'm like, no, you can't get a fry. Why didn't you get something when we were at the place? And then they'll do something like, I'll be like, you want some? Fine. Now that I have feel guilty and I've been put on a guilt trip just to eat my food, I'm like, do you want some? And then my second pet peeve, the person says, just save me some. I hate that. Look, if you ask me for some food and I agree to give you a little bit and you say, save me some, then you don't get any. Because my plan wasn't to save any, not even for myself. My plan was to eat it all. That's why I ordered it. So when you ask me to save you some, I'm like, no, because when that last bite comes, I'm not looking like, oh yeah, I'm gonna give this last bite to this person that asked me for some of my food, even though I asked them if they were hungry and thirsty and they said no in the car. No, I want to eat the last bite. So I think that there's someone here that is a last bite eater.
Don't try to put me on the spot.
So how does it feel when you somebody orders food and all of a sudden that smell starts to get your fingers tingling for somebody else's french fries?
It's not like that. Sometimes it does. You don't want it until you see it on somebody else's plate.
See, that's not okay. Funny you said plate, because men in particular do this. They have a habit of doing this.
Yeah.
They'll eat their entire plate of food. Big old plate of food. Everything. Grains, chicken, biscuits, macaroni and cheese, candy, yams. Mm. And they'll eat.
Sure.
And they'll be like, oh, I'm so full. That was good. And then I finally get my plate. And then he's just like hunched over my plate, like watching every clank of the fork, of the tip of the fork, of the tippity tip of the fork to my plate. You're looking at it, talking about some, you gonna finish that?
Because most people don't.
You gonna finish that?
No, this is what happened.
You gonna finish that?
No, you'll make that person plate, right?
You done?
No, look, you'll make that person plate, my plate, for example, and it looks cool. And then you imagine Wonder Disneyland with your plate, and it just looks 17 times better than
it looks better plate. Because it ain't your plate. It's like the grass is greener on the other side. The same food is on the plate. And you're complaining about something that's totally fixable. If you don't like the way your plate is fixed, go make your own plate.
It doesn't work like that.
How does it work? Somebody's Harriet Tubman in the house for you?
You have to make it so it looks like yours.
No, I don't. No, every single macaroni shell look different.
No,
like people. How am I going to have the same macaroni shells from my macaroni and cheese on my plate that you have on your plate?
No.
There's
way
no
you
way.
Scoop it onto your plate.
No, I never scoop. Let me tell you how you scoop it. You make people's plates and look like someone previously used the plate. Like they use a plate and they scrape the food off and you just made their plate on top of it. That's what it looks like when you make plates. You make plates like Gordon Ramsay would come into the restaurant and be like, you want to wipe around the edge of that plate?
No.
Look at those fingerprints.
Hold on, I watch kids.
Greasy,
I'm
nasty.
Not doing plates like that.
Greasy, nasty, freaking Great Depression-ass looking plates.
I wouldn't eat that.
I almost can feel the fuzz on the edge of the plate. That's how dirty it is. You steal my food. That is the point. I'm sick of you asking for the food off my plate.
I'm not doing
it. Yesterday, you tried to ask for fries. I felt so bad. I gave you some of my curly fries. And every curl of the fry I had imagined on my tongue.
I didn't want no fries.
Sure didn't want them when I got them.